going, bud?
I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, you have to have the pot. You got to pot the pot. Oh, hello. Good evening, world-famous Phil Henry Show. You got to pot that pot up, man. And by pot, I don't mean pot. I mean...
You mean volume knob.
Volume knob, yes. It's a world-famous Phil Henry Show every night here till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, and it's Friday night. And that means something gorgeous and beautiful. First of all, it means football is upon us. Football from last night. The final was a Denver Bronco victory of astounding proportions. They blew out the Baltimore Ravens, a team that had defeated them in the playoffs. And, well, we don't have to go there now, do we? Because it's a new season. We will have Joe Dickhead and the Professor later on in the program with their picks for this NFL season. It's the least we can do since the Milwaukee Lions are not going to be playing this year. That's right. For those of you who followed the Lions, and actually in my travels...
Well, you, Phil, you have to explain who the Milwaukee Lions are.
All right. The Milwaukee Lions are a team that we covered on our website. You can hear their podcasts there. Jack Igagdor, along with Brett Morrison, did the play-by-play of the Milwaukee Lions all last season. Unfortunately, the league is having financial difficulties, so there is no 2013 season. And that's so we can't broadcast the season. I'm sorry. The league Dickman America, named after Bud's great-grandfather?
No, but my grandfather.
And what did he play?
Football.
I know he played football.
What position he played, man? Oh, he was a center on the Cardinals.
On the Chicago Cardinals?
Well, yeah, or what?
What are the Chicago Cardinals?
That was the original Cardinal team. They went from Chicago to St. Louis to Arizona.
Wait a minute. Wait. What do you mean they went from Chicago to St. Louis? How many cities are these teams allowed to be in?
As many as they want to be in.
Yeah, they move all they want. Why?
Because that's what they get to do. This is America. It's a business.
It's a business, yes, but I thought the business was the National League. Isn't that the business?
The business is the National Football League, yes. Kind of like McDonald's is the business, but there's all these franchises. At least that's how they like to look at it. You know and I know that a guy who has a franchise with McDonald's is nowhere near the independent operator and multimillionaire, of course, that a National Football League franchise owner is. However, yes, the overriding business is the National Football League with these partners, if you will. And the partners are the members, are the member teams.
Well, that is... And so the Chicago Cardinals moved to the Arizona Cardinals.
No, the Chicago Cardinals moved to St. Louis. I don't want to get into a big thing, okay? It's the St. What was it?
What?
What team did your grandfather play for?
The one that Dickman America named after. The Chicago Cardinal, he played on a center.
Okay, great. There, we've satisfied that curiosity of mine. As far as whether or not teams should be allowed to move all that much, I don't know. I don't care. Thank you very much. All right.
Well, Phil, I think these are important questions to answer for the people in the audience that are not football savvy. You know the word savvy, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. For the people in the audience, what are you staring at?
No, we're waiting for you to say.
Well, I'm not all that comfortable talking about this sport. Never mind.
Well, at least you're not going off to the bathroom.
Because I don't have to...
You don't have to use the toilet?
I beg your pardon.
Sorry. I mean, Margaret, every time you... on this show in recent memory, although we did have that meeting.
Yeah, we had a meeting, but I want to be very clear. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
You don't tell me what to do. We did have a meeting. You told me not to go to the toilet in the middle of the... when the microphone's on.
Yeah.
All right. And I've decided, okay, I won't. But you're not... I'm not doing it because you told me not to.
You're doing it because we took the toilet paper out.
No, I'm not doing it because you took the toilet... I had no idea you took the toilet paper out of there.
I didn't tell you to take toilet paper out of there.
I did, to keep her from going there.
Why, you dirt...
Hey, watch it, man!
How dare he do that? What if I went in there and used the toilet and there was no paper?
Then you can call through the door and go, hey, bud... Bring me a roll.
Woo-hoo! Oh, isn't that funny?
Well.
That's fantastic, man.
What are you laughing? You laughing because I stuttered?
Yes, that's why he laughs, because you stutter, bud. You think you have a friend in Phil Henry? Think again.
Oh, come on. You got to admit, that was funnier than hell. Hey, bud, bring me a roll. Right in the middle of the show. I'd love it.
Well, you'll never get the satisfaction because I'm not using the toilet ever again in this in this building.
That's fine by me. That's fine by me. Every time you break in to use the toilet, God almighty, you'd been... It's endless. That's okay with me. If that's what keeps you from doing it, I can't do that by all in all good conscience. We got to have toilet paper in there, bud.
Yeah, why can't she go, hey, bud, get a roll?
Well, see, now he's doing it for comedic effect.
Well, I mean, but you said that is a way of doing it.
No, that's not a way of doing it. I'm not going to do a radio show, and in the middle of whatever it is we're doing, I hear somebody yelling from the bathroom, bring me a roll of toilet paper. Although that might improve a whole lot of shows, maybe even this one. Anyway, welcome to our program, folks. It's the Phil Henry Show, world famous and like that. And we're on Monday through Friday, and we're on at this time, 7 to 10 on the West Coast. Sorry, bud. And we ask you to join us each and every night, either through the services of our local affiliate, or you can listen to us online at philhenryshow.com. You can watch the show via our videocast. It is a high-quality, high-definition, professionally done, a beautiful thing with the whole thing, and it's just, it's bitching. And so you can watch our videocast on Phil TV.
A lot of people are asking about the Saturday night. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The Saturday night movie.
No, we're not doing any more movies on Saturday night, man. Who's got the time? I got to hire somebody to come in and do a movie. No way.
Yeah, just people could go watch it.
I know, but I don't want to do that. If we're going to show anything on Phil TV, it's going to have something to do with the show now. I don't want to do movies, okay? I mean, and that Brain That Wouldn't Die, that was a real ripoff.
Well, I picked that one. That was a good movie.
Yeah, but the one you picked was edited so you don't see the guy's arm get I'm sorry, folks.
You don't see what?
In the Brain That Wouldn't Die, a guy's arm gets torn off, and it's a great scene.
Yeah, I know, and they didn't have it either, except you did see the blood smear.
I'm sorry.
That is absolutely vile. In every way, shape, and form, that is vile beyond words.
Hey, Margaret, it's a subscription service. If you don't want to watch it, you don't have to, because it's not like it's blasting into somebody's home via television. It's a subscription video cast. And to be quite honest with you, if I'm paying a subscription fee and the Brain That Wouldn't Die comes on, I want to see it all, man. The arm getting torn off.
Well, why don't you show some porn and that way...
Yeah, that'd be good.
No, 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 no. Let me tell you about showing porn when you have a subscription service, because I got this lecture from my bank. They said to us, Mr. Henry, when we first set our business up, they said, the first thing we want to know, Mr. Henry, is this having anything to do with adult entertainment? I said, no, it does not. I said, it's a radio show, and to the extent that we off the air may engage in some kind of language, but it's not a porn. I said, no, okay, great, because there's a lot of banks that won't go near it. They won't go near it, you know.
And there's a lot of banks that will, because you want to know why. There's a whole lot of bank, and the banks love bank. You go and you do the, you get bank.
There's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money in porn, no question. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, going to be coming back here. Well, we got Vernon Dozier to talk a little bit about the football world. We'll be back with Larry Grover and some other conservatives about Putin and President Obama getting his ass kicked around over there in Russia, and he's trying to rally all kinds of people, and this pain in the ass back in Washington is Pelosi. And what kind of a weekend have you got planned? We'll find out what we have in store here at the El Pacifico. As the summer is winding down and the beaches are beginning to clear out, it may pose opportunity and hazard for certain kinds of businesses. And we'll be talking about that with Jeff Dowder later on in the show as well. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number, remember, is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And online at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. In a moment, Joe Dickhead and the professor will have their NFL picks for us. Vernon Dozier also joins us. We'll be talking football here in this quarter hour, probably longer than the quarter hour. Joe Dickhead talking with... What am I trying to say here? Joe Dickhead with the picks. And what's Vernon talking about?
I just talk about the fantasy.
Coach Dozier, how are you, sir?
I'm talking about fantasy football, Phil, if that helps you at all.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just got confused over who we were, you know, putting on the air first.
Well, it's football time. There's no question about that.
So what do you want to... Fantasy football is something that I've never gotten into. I remember I talked with the audience a little bit, and I've talked with people at times throughout the years about fantasy football. It doesn't gun my engine, but I'm not saying that it's anything that is not worthy of... a man's pursuit. Everything, after all, or a woman's, everything, after all, is a hobby, you know?
Well, I think fantasy football is a worthy pursuit. I think you put it very well. I think it's a worthy pursuit. As a football coach, one who coaches now, I coach at the high school level now, but I've had experience coaching on pro level. And, of course, I did play very briefly professional football in the Canadian Football League. And I have people sometimes, and that's another pet peeve. If I could just take a moment, Phil, I have a pet peeve on the Canadian Football League. I have an awful lot of people who say to me, did you play pro? I said, yes, I did. And they say, did you play for the Packers or did you play for the Steelers? Or there's a lot of wiseacres. You say, well, I played in Canada. I played for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And they, oh, yeah, uh-huh. And I can tell that even though they're saying, oh, yeah, uh-huh, I can tell that they're disrespecting what I did. And the only thing I ask for is, is the common decency of having a respectful tone so that when I say I played for the Hamilton Tiger Cats or I played for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, that there is not a,
Well, it probably takes aback the American football fan to hear that. I shouldn't. I mean, if you're a football fan, any kind of a football fan of any duration, you are aware of the role the Canadian League has played in sort of developing players. I wouldn't say that the CFL turns out superstars on a regular basis, but they do develop players to a certain level. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, I mean, again, see how you're qualifying it? I'm saying that I played in the Canadian Football League. I shouldn't have to go into a speech. And when you go into a big, long speech...
No, I'm not giving a... what I'm trying to do is...
Now, hold on for a minute, Phil. I understand that you're taking my side, so please don't misunderstand what I tell you. What I'm saying, I understand that.
Okay, but you know what I mean?
I know what you're trying to say. All I'm saying is I've had it...
Hold on, what, bud?
Coach Dozier said he's had it up to here.
Well, I was talking to Dickman about it before.
You've had it up to here?
That's correct.
Up to here.
I see, bud, what you're saying.
Above your head, bud. That's where Bud's hand is.
Well, I didn't say that. I said I had it up to here. I put... It doesn't matter.
Well, where did you put your hand?
Where he put his hand. Ow!
Yeah, thank you. Did you hit him?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. That's one for me. That was uncalled for. I put my hand about the middle of my face. I've had it up to here. If you can imagine my hand covering my mouth and nose. All right?
Why?
Who said that?
Robert Lennon. So why does your hand cover your mouth and nose?
Because that's where he's putting his hand when he says he's had it up to here. Good God.
What is it? I'll run this show if you don't mind. Go ahead, Coach.
All right, but is everyone on the same page?
Everybody listening to this show is on the same page. The people in the studio, it doesn't matter, okay?
Well, don't count me in the middle of that.
All right, except for Margaret.
All right, well, Ms. Gray, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
I know I have at least one intelligent person there.
Well, what about me?
Oh, you're going to be petty now?
Yeah, a minute ago, Phil, you said let's just move on and forget about the hurt feelings.
Okay, Phil, you too.
I'm just trying to figure out where and when and how this whole thing. So professional football and the Canadian Football League, you have experience.
Yes, and I want people to know that before they roll their eyes, which is something that I don't like, when I say I played in the Canadian Football League, I don't want to hear anybody say anything like, oh, really? And that kind of half-assed, half-baked thing that you get. I played pro ball. It was in Canada, which means, number one, very few. When I played, there were no dome stadiums. No dome stadiums. That's when I played. So you're playing. It is butt cold. All right? You got wind coming off that prairie at about 50 miles an hour. Good luck. And, you know, I punted for a very short time for the Ticats. You knew that, right?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't know that.
All right. Well, I did. And that means, and I had one of the strongest legs in the Canadian Football League. And yet, I did not have an average of more. I think my best year was a 17.3-yard average. Okay? Now,
17.3 yards? Wow.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad, man. You can't kick the ball further than that.
Did you guys just hear what I said? The wind whipping off that prairie. Let me tell you something about Canada. Apparently, you guys don't know anything about it. You play football out there, outdoors, and you're on that prairie up there. You know the Prairie?
Yeah, the Prairie. I know all about it. I know it's windy. Are you telling me that you played in nothing but high winds?
When I played in Saskatchewan, do you know anything about Canada? Have you ever seen a map of North America?
Yes, I have, and I understand what you're saying. So you played in Canada. You played for Saskatchewan, which is out there on the prairie. I understand that.
Well, don't blow it off like it doesn't mean nothing, Phil. It's out on the prairie.
It's out on the prairie, okay.
We had a... Let me explain something to you. We had a jackrabbit get loose in a football game once, okay? Now, that sounds cute. It sounds cute. Oh, look, a little bunny rabbit, you know?
Yeah, like a bunny rabbit?
Yeah, it was a bunny rabbit, Dickman, but it wasn't the Easter bunny, and it wasn't Cuddly. It was a jackrabbit. It was a prairie rabbit. And those prairie rabbits get to be about 5-6 feet tall. Now, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, come on. 5 or 6 feet tall?
Have you ever seen a jackrabbit, Phil?
Yes, I have. I've been out to the desert. I've seen them.
All right. Now, imagine one of these things up on the prairie in Canada. These things get, all right, not 6 feet tall, but with the ears. Yeah, see, I'm not telling you, if the rabbit didn't have the big ears, the rabbit would stand about 4'1". It'd be about the size, you know, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it would be about the size of a thoroughbred jockey, okay? But with the ears, it's now about, you know, 5'5", 6 foot. And these things are huge. And you're in the middle of a football game, and you see one of these things come out of the tunnel, and it's not hopping around like it's scared. It's kind of walking out there like it owns the place. And it's suddenly you got a rabbit that has been running the prairie wild. It's owned that prairie for years, and a bunch of hayseeds come in and put a football stadium there? No. No, the rabbit's not going to just back down and say, okay, the humans are here. Now,
okay, I got to interrupt you. Are you listening to yourself?
Yeah, I'm listening to myself. Why?
Well, you're talking about a jackrabbit suddenly as if it was some monstrosity.
No, it's not a monster. I'm just saying to you, playing football in Canada on the prairie is different from playing football in America in a dome stadium.
All right, that I will accept. When you said you had a 17.3-yard average as a punter, I accept that. Now you're telling me that jackrabbits are strolling out of the tunnel casually and looking around like they own the place.
Well, excuse me for telling you what I saw. You know.
Well, what does that mean, a jackrabbit strolls around?
I'm telling you that there are animals that grow big on a prairie in Canada because there's no cities and a bunch of jackass Americans bothering them.
Oh, I see. So the Canadians are cool.
I'm not saying the Canadians are cool. I'm saying that...
Let's not have an argument. I don't know why we're arguing.
I don't know why we're... Excuse me. God, I almost threw up there. I feel sick. I feel like I want to vomit.
All right, let's everybody calm down. Our number is 855-500-7445 as we're talking with Vernon Dozier about playing football in Canada. We also were talking about fantasy football and the attraction and the lack of attraction and so on and so forth. Vernon, to the topic of fantasy football and the Canadian Football League, by the way, I read where some Canadian players and other entrepreneurs in Canada would like to have some kind of a larger CFL fantasy presence, as well as some kind of an EA Sports CFL game. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I did hear about that, and I don't know who will spearhead. I don't know whether EA Sports sees a market for it. You know, you've got to have a big market for the Canadian game, and the Canadian game is it's a different game. Everybody says it wide open, and everyone calls it big, you know, throw the ball and everything like this. I enjoy playing it, and there's a lot of players that do well in the Canadian League that in America, you know, they couldn't get arrested. But let's be honest, the football game in America is popular because there's a lot of smack and a lot of hitting, and there's a good ground game. You don't have the ground game in Canada that you got in the United States.
But what about all that passing?
Well, the passing's fine, but the passing, after a while, if you've got a 110-yard long field and a 20-yard deep end zone and the field itself is about 65 yards wide, I mean, all you can do, it's like it's no fair for the defense. I felt bad. I had guilt feelings. I would win a game 51-0 or something. You know, we'd come back home and I'd say, geez, I got no satisfaction by that. Why would I have satisfaction slaughtering a team 51-0? When it's about as satisfying as taking a machine gun to a village, if you were, well, I shouldn't say. But...
Oh, my God.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying.
What I'm saying is playing football in Canada and winning up there is the same thing as being a stormtrooper.
Taking a machine gun to a village full of people.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Yeah, that's pretty sad is right. Hold on, we'll be back. Vernon Doge, we also have some comments Vernon wants to make on the current situation there in Russia vis-a-vis Syria, which everybody's talking about, but nobody seems to know what to do anything about. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, online at philhenryshow.com.
That's pretty weird.
Got a bunch of villagers I just met, you know.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Vernon Dozier, head coach of Belmar Academy's varsity football team, joins us online. We're talking about fantasy football, and we also are talking about pro football, and we're also talking about this weekend's pro football action with Joe Dickhead and the Professor. And let's go ahead and talk with Joe Dickhead and the Professor live from Las Vegas with Joe Dickhead and the Professor's NFL picks.
Joe Dickhead, thank you very much, Phil Henry. Welcome to the picks here of the National Football League with me, Joe Dickhead, along with the Professor. Professor?
Well, we got a round out bunch of football games this weekend, and that is exciting news for me because I haven't been doing anything much of anything in the offseason.
Well, I know you've been unemployed, and being unemployed is not a very fun thing because of this economy, and I've been unemployed as well. In fact, I've been unemployed for the last 4 years. We're going to try and make these picks worth your while, and we're going to try and make money at the same time with Joe Dickhead's picks.
Coming up, it'll be the Patriots at the Buffalo Bills, and the Patriots will be in Buffalo for that one, we're pretty sure. The Patriots are from Boston, and we're pretty decently sure.
You already know they're going to play in Buffalo. Who's going to win?
Oh, the team that will win, there's no question, will be the Buffalo Patriots.
The New England Patriots.
That's right, the New England Patriots.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we've been unemployed and we've been out of work for a long time, so some of these things might be a little bit rusty. We follow football like a religion. We love football like it's our second family. We love football like it's the very lifeblood of our family and our friends and our mothers and our children, like my children's lives depend on it. That's how much I like football, Professor.
Next game is going to be the Titans of Tennessee against the Steelers of Pittsburgh. They'll be playing that game in Pittsburgh, and that usually means Pittsburgh is going to win. That usually means that, but it may not mean that this weekend. So I'm going to go out on a limb, and this will be my upset special. If you call Joe Dickhead and the Professor now...
Don't tell them who's going to win!
Oh, that's right. I don't want to tell you who's going to win because that'll blow it. But we do feel that the... Well, I won't tell you who's going to win.
Yeah, that's our upset special. As he said, I think the Steelers will win usually, but this time I'm changing my mind. So you don't know who's going to win that game, now, do you?
Joe Dickhead and the Professor, game three.
Game three, it's the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. Always a big barn burner down there in the Southeastern Division of the National Football Conference. It is the Falcons, and the Falcons, of course, last year had a very, very surprisingly good year. The New Orleans Saints coming off of the Super Bowl looked like, well, they looked like hell. They looked like hell warmed over. The New Orleans Saints, hell warmed over. Hell warmed over. The New Orleans Saints are hell, get it? Hell warmed over.
I'd say since they had that flood, they must have put the fires the hell out.
We're picking the Atlanta Falcons to beat the New Orleans Saints on the road in the Superdome.
Here's one of my favorite games, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New York Jets. Oh, baby, do I like this game. I'm picking the Buccaneers all the way. I hope they win by 30. I hate Rex Ryan. I hope he gets fired. I hope that the New Orleans Jets find their way.
New York.
Say that again.
New York.
I hope New York does, too, yeah. The New York Jets. That's right. I said New Orleans. I misspoke.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New York Jets, we are picking the Jets in that one. On to the Chiefs and the Jaguars. Professor?
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs will be visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't know. I lost my notes on this game.
Well, we are picking the Kansas City Chiefs there, who beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are a pretty pathetic football team right now, ever since they lost running back Billy Bombolin. And, of course, the cornerback is out with an injury, Todd Spencerman. The Chiefs, led by head coach Dick DeBooty, will be coming into Jacksonville for revenge after losing last year in two consecutive games. They played two games in a row against Jacksonville, even though they're not even in the same division or the same conference with them. And they lost two consecutive games by 50. 50 points total. 50 points. Can you imagine that, Professor?
Did any of that stuff really happen?
No.
In the next game, Seahawks and the Panthers. The Seattle Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks. I didn't know Seattle had two teams.
In any event, the Seattle Panthers will be taking on themselves. It says here, Panthers and Panthers.
No, that's the Seattle Pants.
The Seattle Pants and the Seattle Panthers. We like the Seahawks beating both the... They'll beat the pants off the pants. Get it? Get it?
Yeah, it's, I get it. God, take it easy, man.
That's our upset special. That's our second upset special. The Seahawks beat both the Seattle Pants and the Seattle Panthers and the Carolina Panthers. Three consecutive games all played in the same afternoon.
Jesus.
This is Joe Dickhead and the Professor's NFL Picks. The Cincinnati Bengals take on the Chicago Bears.
Well, Cincinnati made a run for it last year. When I say they made a run for it, they made a run for out of town after the season ended so they wouldn't be hung. I should say lynched. I didn't want to say that word, but hung. And, of course, that means something else, doesn't it?
How about that? They just wouldn't be caught and shot
by their fans.
We like the Cincinnati Bengals to defeat the Bears on the road. That's right. You heard this right. The Cincinnati Bengals defeat the Bears on the road.
The Miami Dolphins against the Milwaukee Browns, and we like the... the Milwaukee Dolphins against the Milwaukee Browns.
It's the Milwaukee Dolphins in an upset against the Browns on the road.
At home, it'll be the Detroit Lions against the Minnesota Vikings. Not a problem. No sweat at all. Lions by 30.
Oakland Raiders take on the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis. The Colts under the dome. They'll make a big, big resurgence this season. The Raiders still blow, even though they came in at 500 last year. I think it'll be the Colts. Come on, let's get through these real fast.
Packers beat the 49ers. Rams beat the Cardinals. Cowboys over the Giants. Redskins over the Eagles. And the Chargers over the Texans on Monday night.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, huh? There's Joe Dickhead and the Professor with their NFL picks. If that was, in fact, the NFL... I don't know.
Why don't you get those men?
That's ridiculous.
What do you want from me?
Get them. Are they trying to be funny?
I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to be funny or not, but that's what they delivered, and that's all we asked for is an NFL pick show. That's what we contracted for.
That's not what you got. When you get two fools, the Seattle Panthers.
Yeah, they're trying to do a comedy routine.
All right, well, I mean, maybe it's funny.
No.
Well, it was to me.
Nah. No, I don't think it's funny. You want to know who, like, if there's a Seattle Pants, yeah. But there ain't no Seattle Pants.
Seattle Pants?
Seattle Pants, yeah.
All right, well, I'll call them up and tell them that their picks suck. How about that?
How about you call them up and tell them, if we want an NFL pick show, we want an NFL pick show, and not two idiots, because what they're doing, well, never mind.
Yeah, okay, let's have these meetings after the program, okay? Back with us online here is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. We're talking about, what'd you think of that, Vernon?
Well, it was different, I'll tell you that. You know, I'll tell you, I think their last few picks there, I actually agree. I think the Rams will beat the Cards. I think the Cowboys will beat the Giants. I think the Skins over the Eagles. And I think the Chargers over the Texans. They had all four home teams there. And I don't know how they pick football games. Maybe they're just picking the home team, but... I don't know. I happen to know Joe Dickhead, and I know him from when he was covering our football team in the USFL. You know, I was an assistant coach with the Boston Breakers.
Yeah.
And Joe was actually working for the Boston Globe at the time. He did some spotting, and he was covering the team. And I knew Joe then, and he was not much when it came to being a football brain. He was a hell of a nice guy. He knew all the good restaurants, good pubs, and he introduced me around. To that extent, I owe him a lot, but as far as knowing football, he was not...
Wasn't very good.
No, he was not very good, so I don't know how he got this thing. But...
Well, it's a syndicated thing, Joe Dickhead and the Professor. We'll look at it, after the show. I don't know. 855-500-7445, talking here with Vernon Dozier about fantasy football. What is it about fantasy football that you don't like?
I don't like fantasy football only because all of these things empower fans to a point. And there's nothing wrong with a fan feeling confident in his knowledge and ability about football. But you're never going to be so knowledgeable about football. No, you're never going to be so knowledgeable. I have a hard time with that word.
Knowledgeable.
Yes, no, I know it's that, Margaret. I just can't say it. It's,
Well, what are you having a problem with?
The word knowledgeable. God. The average football fan, I'm just going to slide over it if I can, Phil.
Go ahead.
The average football fan, it just isn't knowledgeable enough Jesus.
All right, well, just go past it.
It's tough to get past something like that.
It does sound pretty stupid.
Well, thanks a lot.
But I don't need your opinion.
Well, we're getting phone calls of people going, who's the guy who can't say it now?
Well, get a load of this guy. He can't say it either.
Let's not have some kind of a childish argument.
You yelling at me?
Yes, I'm yelling at you and both of you guys.
All right, I'll go back. I'll say it again. I don't like anything. I think there's nothing wrong. I don't like thinking that there's nothing wrong.
That's not what you wanted to say. I don't think there's anything wrong with...
Yeah, that's it. I don't think there's anything wrong with a football fan being knowledgeable enough to... I'm sorry, Phil. I just can't...
I'll say it for you, and then you pick up after I say it. How about that?
Okay, all right. So it's like a train going over a trestle. I'll meet you on the other side.
Yeah, you meet me on the other side, and you just grab a hold of the train.
All right.
You don't think there's anything wrong with a football fan being knowledgeable enough
to know... Oh, you said you don't, and I'm in the first person.
Oh, my God.
Phil,
I had to put him on hold.
Phil, you're blowing it. You're blowing it. You're starting to show that you're very irritated. You're losing control of the show.
Yeah, Mr. Gary, you better get him back on here right now.
Sorry, Vernon, I just had to sneeze. So let's try that one more time.
All right, I just got to, if you wouldn't mind, Phil, say that I don't think.
Okay, I don't think there's anything wrong with a football fan being knowledgeable enough to...
Know about the game and be involved in fantasy football. Thank God. Thank you, Phil. But I do think there's something wrong with a football fan thinking he's nababoo-boo. Oh, come on.
You do think that... I do think there's something... Come on, stay with me now.
All right.
I think there's something wrong with a football fan being knowledgeable enough to think...
That he can be a head coach in the National Football League. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
All right, let's take a break right there. Let's not push our luck. Let's not go any further than we have to. Because only on this show do we do interviews where I have to help the person that I'm interviewing. I have to help him pronounce words. I don't think there's any other show in the history of man on this planet, any other interview show in the history of man on this planet that has to do that. I think it's just me. Just my show.
All right, so it's just your show, Phil. Don't be the martyr.
Yeah, okay. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Vernon Dozier on fantasy football. And later on, we have Jeff Dowder on the end of summer. And we will have our panel of experts discussing what President Obama's next move is in Syria. You've never heard anything like it before in your life? You know you've never heard anything like it before in your life. The Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We've got Vernon Dozier with us on the line. We're talking about, fantasy football and the fun that a lot of you have with it and the feelings that some professionals have about it. I'm not expecting some heavyweight opinion here that's going to shut fantasy football down. You are a football coach, Vernon. But I'm just curious, because the fan has a sort of influence in America, not the kind of influence, and we've talked an awful lot on this program about the kind of influence, for instance, the soccer or slash football fan has in Europe, you know?
I couldn't live with that. I mean, those coaches in England and in Europe who put up with these fan unions and put up with these fan, these supporters clubs, I wouldn't stand for it for 5 seconds. I just would not. And how they do it, I have no idea.
All right, let's go to Jeff. I know Jeff's going to be on the show a little bit later on in the program, but Jeff Dowder calling in from Salt Lake City. Jeff, good of you to be with us. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. And Coach Dozier, it's an honor, sir.
Thank you.
I want to just say to Phil Henry and everybody who is listening to this program right now, could I do just a quick plug, if I could, Mr. Henry, for Mr. Pooh and where I'm going to be?
Okay, we're talking with Coach Dozier right now, Jeff, and I don't really think that it's appropriate, you know what I mean, to give a plug.
Hey, Phil, it's all right. I don't mind.
Thank you very much, Coach.
All right, go ahead. Thank you, Coach.
Dark Horse is going to be at Mr. Pooh's tonight. Is today Friday or is today Saturday?
Today's Friday.
This is Friday.
Okay, this is Friday night. We're going to be at Mr. Pooh's tonight at 10 o'clock on the Pacific time. 10 o'clock, so if you're on the East Coast, well, I mean, probably...
They're not going to... I don't mean to... You think people are going to come in from the East Coast to watch your band?
Well, I mean, I don't know, you know.
Okay, Jeff, do you want to do the plug and then get to what you want to say to the coach?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So we'll be at Mr. Pooh's tonight at 10. We'll do another show at 1, and then... Well, then they close at 2. And we were supposed to do a show at 3, but they're closed at 2.
Well, maybe you're going to do the show at 3 with no one there.
What? Well...
Well, what information did you have that you wanted to impart?
I mean, we're supposed to do a show at 10 p.m.
Jesus.
You know, Coach, I apologize for this.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, Coach, too. We're supposed to do... I'll just say we're supposed to do... I'm sure you understand, Coach.
No, I understand.
We're going to do a show at 10, and then we'll do a show at 1, and then we'll do a show at 3, and if it's closed, then it's closed, and I don't care. Then that's a Mr. Pooh's in Manhattan Beach. Mr. Pooh's Manhattan Beach, 2-drink minimum. Come see Dark Horse. Opening act is going to be Havan Nagia Blues Band and Sherman Munster with a magic act, I think. I want to ask the coach a couple questions, if I could, about fantasy football. First of all, Don't you think that it should be something that people can bet on legally? And
I think you can bet on it legally.
What?
Fantasy football. I think there are some sites where you can bet on it.
You can bet on football. Can you bet on fantasy football?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, look, if you want to bet on fantasy football, I think that's a dumb bet. Yeah. Because I don't think anybody knows fantasy football well, and I don't think you could handicap fantasy football any better than you could handicap a goat race or something. You know, I saw a sport they brought back from Afghanistan, the Special Forces guys, is some kind of a sport. Maybe you know about this, Phil, where you're riding around with a goat. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, that was from Afghanistan early on in the American military operation there, and the American Special Forces guys had learned this sport from the Afghan tribesmen, and
there was a goat in it?
Yeah, it had to do, seriously, folks, it had to do with horses and the carcass of a goat, and you were basically, almost like in polo, you were fighting the other team for possession of this goat carcass.
Right, so, I mean, do you want to go out there, and do you want to bet on that?
I mean, if you had a couple of bucks just for laughs.
Right, but not if you've got your rent bringing in. I'm not going to go out and I'm not going to bet goat polo with the rent money, okay?
Well, I mean, don't you think it's possible to learn it, you know?
I'm not going to learn fantasy football. I don't know the rules of the game of fantasy football. You can take a look and you can see the players that a guy has, but I don't think that that's a very good bet because in fantasy football, even though you are betting on the individual performance of these players, a lot of times that player is not going to produce from week to week, not because his team's doing poorly, but because he just isn't used. And then, of course, you have him in concert with other players that may not be used as well. And you don't have a football team, but you wouldn't bet that football team to go out and wash a car, let alone win a football game. Now, the same thing goes with goat polo.
Well, what are you talking about goat polo?
I'm talking about the...
What do you mean goat polo? Is that what they call it?
That's what I'm calling it. You think of a better name, you let me know.
Okay, so you're talking about this sport from Afghanistan.
Yeah, the one you were telling me about. In goat polo, you have these special forces guys, and you've got these Afghan tribesmen. Now, this is a group of people that I wouldn't want to be around after they've had themselves a belly full of liquor, and they're locked and loaded, and they got done cleaning their weapons, and they're real bored. And they look at each other, and they eye each other the wrong way, and suddenly the goat polo ain't going to get it done. Do you want to be in the middle of that?
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about... What do you mean? Like they're going to start shooting each other?
Yeah, do you want to be in the middle of what was going to be a goat polo game, and now they're a little bit more pissed off? See, that's what I mean. I'm not going to bet that.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Boy, this guy's beautiful.
You know, hey, Vernon, you're talking to Phil. You don't have to say this guy's beautiful. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a game of goat polo.
No, you're not. You're talking about American troops and Afghan tribesmen squaring off with automatic weapons because they got a belly full of liquor and they're pissed off about something.
If a guy cheated in goat polo. God!
You
didn't say anything about cheating, Vernon. This is Margaret. You didn't say anything about cheating. You said the American Special Forces...
Look, I know what I said, woman. Okay?
Excuse me. Hold on. Get him off the air. No one calls me woman.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say...
You happy?
Yes, I'm... No one refers to me that way. No one. Frank doesn't refer to me that way. If he does, Frank loses a finger. I told him. You call me woman, there goes one finger. Say it again, there goes... He'll lose all the fingers on his hands. He'll lose all the toes on his feet. And guess what's left? You got it.
You're talking about his penis.
What?
Will you shut up? Well, that was great. That was fantastic. Thanks a lot, Vernon, for being a clown. Goat polo.
That's what it's called.
You don't know what it's called. All I know is I saw a picture of it in the newspaper before the invasion of Iraq, when all the guys were over there in Afghanistan kicking ass or whatever the hell it was that they were doing. And they were riding around with a dead goat carcass on horseback. Yeah, goat polo, if you want to call it that. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Tonight, there is an Emmy nominee reception here in the greater Los Angeles area. And my partner, Angela Frame, in an animation effort that we are mounting, she's going to be at the... at the reception. So if any of you are TV folks and you're planning on being at the Emmy nominee reception, and you see Angela, say hi to her and be nice to her, because she's there representing on behalf of Phil Henry and herself. All right, we'll be right back.